with terrorism and with refugee status and the natural disasters that we're suffering, sexual abuse, trafficking, malnutrition, lack of education, abuse in the family, carrying extra responsibilities. Yes, it's a very difficult time, and the world really needs to be in support of them.
So what would you like the UN in general to be doing more of in order to lend greater support to girls around the world?
Well, I would like UN Women and the United Nations to open their doors to girls. For one thing, for example, we are working with a young woman who would like to come, 16 years old, from Brazil, and she has been denied a visa.
By the United States?
Yes, by the United States. And on the basis that they don't believe that she will return to Brazil, because she's young, because she does not have a profession, because she does not have money there invested in Brazil. And we look at the Millennium Development Goals, and we look at the Sustainable Development Goals, and we look at the girls who do come here and participate, most of which are from the United States. A small part come from other countries. But the interaction they have, the knowledge they receive, the leadership training that they get is invaluable. And we get letters back following of how this has affected their lives. And they feel that now they count, that they can do something in their lives.
So do you see the SDGs as being an essential part of this reinforcement of girls and women in general around the world?
They are, if we have the political will and if we're open to their participation and open the doors to participation by girls. We will be having the first week of CSW, especially, also the second week, but especially the first week. We will have events, side events for girls, and the girls will be the ones who organize and who run them. We will have a special day of orientation for the girls on March 13, the same day as CSW has consultation. So we invite UN delegates to participate. We invite them to send girls and to support those girls and to help them to participate. So that's another way that can be helpful.
What is it that you'd like people listening to do on behalf of girls in the places where they live?
Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, I think you can reach out to girls. You can go to schools. You can go to your relatives. You probably have young girls in your families and help them to know what is happening at the United Nations, because countries are agreeing to do certain things. And all information is available on the website, UN Women, UN.org, CSW60. We can get all the information.
So countries need to be accountable for the promises they make.
That's right.
Thank you.